The reason they're putting body cams on police officers is to try to get the police officers to be more respectful because they can be seen. Well, this lets us watch all the officers in a 25-square-mile area all at once.
But then you can watch so many other people all at once.
Here's other things that people in Dayton do. Like Romeo and Juliet, they sometimes meet without their parents' permission in the playground and smooch.
There are going to be divorce lawyers who are going to be tracking errant spouses. There are going to be traffic police who are watching who goes through the red light. There are going to be realtors who are wondering how many tenants do you really have in that building?
Right.
And I guess the thought might be that if the information exists that will show what my pixel was actually doing, then I'm a little less free.
There is a clear trade-off between security and privacy. And, you know, in our major cities where we have, you know, tens of thousands of major crimes, you are a lot less free when you can't leave your house at night.
There's obviously a huge advantage to knowing what you know, but then there's a huge thing to knowing what you know. I mean, right. Knowledge all by itself is sort of is pregnant with funny.
You know, here's my problem with all of these privacy stories. It's like when you're talking about these technologies, the advantages are always so concrete and the trade-offs always feel so abstract. I feel like there's something being lost here, but I can never quite put my finger on it. It's weird.